the best of Drew and Mike without the fart.
Well, now you pointed it out.
I feel weird.
I'm curious if people miss it or how they'll feel about it. But meanwhile, the best of you is brought to you by Realtor Scott Kunith with Coldwell Banker, Weir Manual. See what your home is worth, or if you need help in finding your new one, 248-797-7746. That's 248-797-7746, or S. Kunith at CBWM. You know, when I was upstairs and I was listening to the songs. They were just hitting song after song off of YouTube, you know, going to the next one. And Once in a Lifetime came up by Talking Heads.
Uh-huh. Great song.
Love the Talking Heads.
Love that song.
Does everyone love the Talking Heads?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't go very deep, but I like what I hear.
I was watching someone was talking about, might have been Rolling Stone, speculating on what would be the biggest tour, like if there was a reunion. And I think they sort of agreed that Talking Heads reunion would be huge, which I fully agree.
Did that even happen, though?
No, I don't think it will. But it was a cool concept anyway. But I know, it's disappointing. Although his solo show was supposed to be great at the Fox. Gary said it was fantastic. Yeah, everybody loved it. Everybody loved it. So anyway, I'm looking at David Byrne, and I'm thinking, I don't know if I can stay on the earth when there's such a disparity in coolness between David Byrne and me. And he's so fucking cool that I just felt, I don't know, I just felt completely overwhelmed by his coolness.
You're cool.
But not David Byrne cool, not even close. No one is. But anyway, I just had this weird thought, like, well, I want to see a David Byrne interview. I want to see if, I know, isn't that great?
Can you walk like that?
No way. No way. No one can. Only David Byrne could have come
no
up with
this. No one can.
He's so cool. And he's nerd cool, too. I mean, he's cool in a million different ways. Look
at him. What's the documentary they did? The live show?
Stop Making Sense?
That's right. Did you ever see the Documentary Now parody of it with Fred Armisen and Bill Hader?
I did not.
It's really good.
Is it good?
Yeah, there's a season 3 out now, and the first one is a parody documentary of Wild Wild West, where Owen Wilson is the cult leader. It's really funny.
Did you see Stop Making Sense in the theater?
I don't remember where I saw that.
Did
That's,
you see it?
What's his name, right?
With the giant coat?
Yeah,
David Byrne.
No, but who produced that? Stop Making
Wasn't
Sense
Demi?
Was
Wasn't...
Jonathan Demme, yeah. Right. Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, no, when these guys get into rock and roll, you know they're doing it because they love it.
Yeah.
Like Martin Scorsese loves the Stones.
Right, yeah.
And the band.
He did the Shine a Light one. Yeah, he did the band. He did. He's done a bunch of them. So anyway, I start looking for David Byrne interviews because I'm just so blown away by his coolness. I want to see him talk. And there aren't many interviews.
Really?
In fact, he does very, it's like, isn't he, doesn't he maintain that mystery somehow?
Yeah, that's super important.
Well, I know. I was thinking about it. I'm like, okay, here we're in this world of 2019 with social media and everybody knows everything about everybody. And here there are still a few people who really, you don't know shit about them other than what they put out. And I was thinking, maybe that's why, part of why I give him such maximum respect.
And what he puts out is only coolness.
Exactly.
So there's no...
Right. There's nothing that you can
say. Nothing to be disappointed
about. Oh, I hate it when he did that. Or, you know, it's just all about the music.
Plus, he isn't really seen or photographed a whole lot, is he?
Not really, no. And you don't see him with some chick at, you know, some slut somewhere. Or, you know, or, you know, with, you don't even see him with his wife or his kids or anything. I don't know. Does he have a wife and kids? I don't even know.
No one knows.
I don't know anything about him, but I love him.
Did you picture him getting off a plane going, there's a child?
He's divorced. This is... His ex.
Aww.
Yeah.
Her name is Adele.
Okay.
Oh, she looked good there.
She looked within like 10 years of his age?
Well, they married way back in like 87. So.
Okay. So she's probably.
She's 70.
What?
Okay.
How old's he?
70.
He's probably close to 70, isn't he?
He is 66.
Okay.
Wow.
So he married an older chick. How cool is that?
Wow.
He goes against the norm.
But, you know, I was thinking back to the old days when you really didn't know much about people. Like, I remember when stuff used to come about the Stones or the Beatles or, you know, my favorite. He was like, oh, God, I got to read it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really that you were almost desperate for more.
Yeah. Circus magazine.
And now, honestly, if something comes out, even about my favorite people, I'm like, what is it? You know, I might not even read it.
Right.
Yeah. There's so much shit out there.
It's fluff.
But David Byrne.
Right.
Maintains that mystique. Who else maintains a mystique?
Jackson? No. I think Eddie Vedder does to it. For a major, major star.
I don't know. He pops up, though.
Yeah, you saw him.
It's usually cool when he does bob up, though. It's usually cool.
At the
Cubs games. Yeah, it's usually something fun. I mean, I don't really associate Eddie Vedder with anything crappy.
No, not at all.
Vedman. I mean, maybe you can't. Maybe it's impossible to make it if you don't do that now. Yeah. Maybe it's just forget it. There's too many people pushing themselves ahead of the pack.
I don't know anything about that Ariana Grande chick.
Yeah, I wish she would tweet once in a while.
But that's people, how stupid
would
it is.
Would people just get off Twitter so she can get her new song out, for crying out loud? You're taking up space.
This is kind of a stupid one. You're going to hate me for it, but I'm just saying it. They were big stars, but you really don't know much about those Olsen twin chicks. You just see pictures of them now and then.
That's a good point.
They got $1 billion when they were 18, and then they just kind of disappeared. I mean,
the original influencers.
Do they still have a clothing line?
Oh, God, yeah. They probably
really
rake it up. They're worth like
Olsen
$3 billion a piece.
Wow, that's a good one.
One
though.
Of them killed Heath Ledger.
What?
Oh, the Olsen twin who killed one of.
Oh, that's right. One of them was sort of mixed up in it, and I forgot what the story was. But she was.
Is that the one that was banging Sarkozy? Did one of them bang?
It was Mary Kate.
One of them was with a much older dude. One of them turned into a real like kind of freaky like.
Yeah. Yeah. She looked like Gollum.
I'm letting myself go.
Gollum.
Mary Kate owned the apartment that Heath Ledger died in.
Oh, wow.
Well, see, she had a murderous apartment.
Eh, she was the landlord.
Is Mary Kate the kind of crazy looking one?
Weird.
I mean, crazier.
I think she is.
Okay. Yeah. I could see her, you know.
My precious.
Couldn't she see her being sort of heroin chic?
Yeah. She kind of was.
I mean, I'm not saying she is or that she was or anything, but I'm just saying she looks like she could be.
The other sister's the hottest. The other Olsen?
Elizabeth Olsen? The one that's famous now. The one that's making movies and in the Marvel
universe.
She's
an Avenger, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
She is?
Wait, she's Scarlet a sister Witch. Of the twins?
Yeah, huge rack.
Yeah, great.
Is she
rack.
Older or younger?
I thought she was younger.
Oh, I don't know.
I need an Olsen to be involved
she
with.
She is 30.
Okay.
The other ones are 18?
No, I think they're...
Oh, they're forever 18. A
couple years older?
They are 32, so she is the younger sister.
Okay.
Wow.
And now she's the most famous one, even though she probably has a smaller, way smaller net worth, but she continues to work.
She got
she's
out of
hot.
Shadows. Yeah.
Is she good?
Yeah, she is good.
She is good?
She's a good actress, too.
So there is an ounce of talent in the Olsen genes. I never gave the twins any credit for anything. Nothing.
Babies.
The fashion line is sheer luck.
Yeah.
It's because they're the Olsen twins. Right. No other reason.
Hey, thank God, though, they don't have a stupid show like Kardashians, you know? If anybody could do it, that family could. And
I know. The Kardashians are driving me crazy this week.
Too much.
I mean, the fact that we actually discussed the story was disturbing enough. But
well, you came down earlier to give us breaking news.
Yes.
What was the breaking news?
News was that had Kylie unfollowed Jordan Woods?
Tristan Thompson.
Tristan Thompson, that's right.
Thompson.
Yeah. No, actually, I think it was Kim unfollowed. Was it Kylie unfollowed Tristan Thompson? Yeah, I think it was.
Well, I know Kim unfollowed both.
There's been unfollowing news.
Yeah. Well, also
every few hours.
Didn't Black China break up with
Soulja Boy?
Soulja Boy.
Oh,
I mean, that's
breaking news.
Kind of in that orbit.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot.
Stupid.
They were together for a week.
I know those two.
You know what's funny?
Is she pregnant yet?
I saw that story and I was like, oh God, really? First of all, that they were together. She just had a fight with Kid Boo and they broke. It just happened. And she's already with this new dude. And they said that on Valentine's Day, Soulja Boy dropped $20,000 shopping on Black China. It's like, what, Black China? What do you mean? Why would anyone need to spend 20 grand on Black China?
Spend 20 grand of Rob's money.
Like she's that hot.
Rob's sock money.
Jeez.
I mean, I wouldn't take her to Starbucks. Fuck her. She has more money than I do anyway. Why does... Whatever.
How silly.
I know. And of course, people are speculating that, oh, it's just the plot for the new season. And...
Well, I don't blame them for thinking that.
Raquel on TMZ was suggesting that this is all made up. Jordan wouldn't sleep with Tristan Thompson. It's all to generate attention for the new season. Of
Why do they unfollow?
Well, that's part of the plot.
All, yeah.
It's a conspiracy. And and of course, Harvey paused for a minute like, oh my God.
She might this be is, right.
Is that the epiphany where Harvey's, what has my life become? Where
no,
he looks around?
No, it should have been. I mean, why they have that dope on TMZ? I guess because we talk about her.
Yeah.
Anyway, he goes, wait, but Tristan Thompson, it makes him look terrible.
Yeah.
Why would he want to be seen as such an asshole if just for a plot
and to get
for the
shit.
Show? Yeah. Yeah. It's not worth it. No. Although he does seem like a pretty major asshole.
Every dude that dates those chicks, they end up turning into an asshole.
Yes, they're a vortex of
assholery. Is Chris Humphreys, is he completely, actually, he's a non-entity now.
Oh, that's
he?
A guy we know nothing about.
I know, nothing. True.
It's crazy.
And he was on the show, and he still maintained mystique. Team Humphreys.
I know.
Team what's Humphreys. He doing these days? Is he still a player?
I don't even know. I have no idea.
Team Humphreys.
He's not involved with Kim anymore, so there's no interest in him. Zero.
No, he last played for the Hawks in 2017, so it looks like he's done.
Ooh. What do we know about him when he was with her? Really nothing, right?
No, they, remember
except
they,
that it was...
They had the wedding on TV.
That's true.
How stupid. They were married. Weren't they married like 70 days?
Yeah. Fake. Ridiculous.
My favorite part
was,
do you remember the episode where he found, it might have been the wedding episode that he found out where Kim had been married before.
Oh, yeah.
He had no idea.
They didn't know.
Well, now that I'm thinking about it, wait, was her wedding to Kanye on TV or was that just
I don't think that
talked
one
about
was,
endlessly?
Was
no, I guess it wasn't. It wasn't.
Yeah, because wasn't that one, that was when, isn't that when Rob was suicidal and flew. Yeah, he sent
home. Home because he was going to ruin the pictures because he was so fat.
That's our big wedding memory of that stupid wedding.
Ridiculous.
Oh, that life of Rob Kardashian.
Is she going to stay with Kanye? Is that going to...
Gives a fuck.
I don't.
Oh, they're having another kid.
With a surrogate.
Yeah, well, they've all been surrogates.
God,
probably.
God, stop having children.
Can't wreck that body. It's the moneymaker.
Man, they probably have so many nannies, too.
Yeah.
If you have that much money and that many nannies, yeah, why not make more of yourself? Especially if you have the ego of Kanye.
I don't know. I think I'd be too nervous that I wasn't going to be hot much longer.
If you were Kim?
Yes.
Well, then you're producing the next generation of Kardashian
shows. That's
true. Shows,
that's true.
So
yeah, you're keeping the money flowing.
Monetizing.
Yeah, the new cast. That's what she names her kids. The new cast. Mm-hmm.
It's so strong. I cannot believe when they said in its 15th year, 15 years.
Blown away by that. Thanks a lot, Seacrest.
I think it was said, or maybe I just read this, that the numbers of watching the show are not what they used to be. So I guess it's still worth it, but.
What show in
I
their
they paid them
13th
a lot of money.
Season is?
No, Simpsons.
Yeah. But even theirs are down somewhat. It's got to be the 750,000 that watch it are so hardcore.
Yeah, that's true.
And why? Why
the
I don't know.
120 million that follow them on Instagram.
I don't get it.
120 million.
That's such a fake.
I looked
number.
At Eminem's. Wait, no, that's on. Is that on Instagram or is there Twitter? Are there Twitter numbers that high too? Probably.
No,
are they on Twitter?
No, I don't think their Twitter numbers are that high.
Oh, okay.
Is it because isn't like
checking.
Trump and Obama the highest?
Katy Perry is the highest. I know.
On Instagram or Twitter?
On Twitter. I know she's got the crown there.
Why?
Well,
what does she tweet that is so
crown
wonderful?
Of
I know. That's what's so silly about it. These
pictures.
People.
107 million followers.
What has she tweeted lately? Let's see.
Pictures of herself with Orlando Bloom and his giant dong.
Ugh.
Her favorite songs.
Who cares?
Hashtag Tuesday Shoesday.
Who cares?
Racist Shoesday.
Oh, when Karl Lagerfeld died,
who
she
cares?
Was very upset about that.
Is she okay?
She posted a picture with him and her huge rack sticking out, which
that's,
I'm kind of
okay,
happy.
I care.
How can Karl Lagerfeld be a designer when he wears the same fucking thing every time?
I know.
I know, he has a pony. He's like 85. He's got a ponytail.
They're worried about what's going to happen to the cat.
And of course she...
Lagerfeld's cat.
Who is worried?
And she tweeted out support for Smollett back in when that happened.
God.
Of course she did.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, she tweets like 50 times a day. That's
does
a lot.
She really?
Yeah, she tweets a lot.
How many likes does she get, Brandon?
Oh. A
couple thousand.
16,000, 13,000, 13,000, 34,000.
Yeah, but that's, she has 107 million followers. That's not really many likes, is it? For 107 million? Not really.
Not too many ads. Do influencers do ads on Twitter?
Yeah.
Because I haven't even seen one.
I think
ad,
they do.
Outside from her own music.
She might be doing well enough that she doesn't have to.
Yeah, well, no, I kind of respect that, though. She has that many followers, and she's not whoring out.
So how many, what does Kim Kardashian pills. Have for followers on Twitter? Can you check, Brandon?
Yeah.
Yeah, Roger.
How many? 59.6 million.
Wow, that's almost half of.
Eminem has 22 million, by the way.
Really?
On his Twitter today.
Cool.
And like, what's on? I was like, he only has 22 million Eminem? I mean, he's like the biggest. Tweet.
He's not a huge extrovert, though, is he? I mean,
no, but he's Eminem. I mean, honestly, Kim Kardashian is almost three times.
The most followed person he's on Instagram talented. Is Cristiano Ronaldo. Mm. 155 million people follow him.
I don't blame him, man.
What are his?
He gets 5 million likes per post. Holy shit.
What does he tweet? What does he post?
You know, pictures of soccer.
Or just pictures of soccer.
Ads. You know, here he is with
abs.
with his fragrance.
I will be wearing my CR7 cologne.
How many likes does his stupid ad get?
His ad got 3.2 million likes.
Why would you like that? Better. Oh, my God. He's got a review. I like that.
Better yet, it had 25,000 comments, of which he reads none.
How stupid.
Why are you writing
absolutely stupid
that no one's going to read?
Can we read some comments from his stupid post?
Well, they're probably going to be foreign languages.
Okay. Oh, there's probably enough English in there.
Nobody in America knows who this guy is.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Feliz aniversario.
Nice good family.
La gran familia.
Nice.
Whatever.
Hope you take me to Italy.
Yeah, sure.
What if he did?
Yeah, that's going to happen.
I'd rather read Clayton Patterson's comments.
I would too, by a mile.
Does Clayton have anything new?
I'll check.
Just don't click on anybody that comments on his.
Now that's breaking news.
He does. He's got a new photo today.
Underwear.
Oh, look at that bulge. He was out in the sun.
Where did he get that hat?
That's a weird hat.
What is up with his
comment? What did he? How did he caption it?
I love you. You're my idol.
Wait, what's going on with his arms?
How did he caption it? I think his one arm straight up.
He'd yell, though.
Hot underwear. Are they comfortable?
I don't look comfortable.
The briefs.
Weird muscles.
Super fit.
Yeah, that muscle is kind of strange, isn't it?
I decided when I first started following you that I don't care what you wear. You look fantastic. And
Jesus Christ. How did he caption it, though?
Gay love.
Gay love.
Got these super neat undies from Merrick Richard with an amazing design. Check out their line.
No.
Could pass for swimwear. I wore them all over. So he was wearing these just out in the open as swimwear? Yeah. Oh.
Well, like he says, anything goes.
You look sexy in those.
So he's an influencer?
People? Yes, he is.
He claims not to be, though, doesn't he? He's just like, I just take pictures of myself because.
Undies are cute.
Your undies are cute. Who is posting
all right,
that?
Click on the guy that wrote, your undies are cute.
Chef named DJ, this guy. Yep.
And he is black.
Wait, he's with a chick.
Well, yeah, he's also with some dudes.
Just a fan.
Oh, that's him with the makeup? He's a black dude.
He's a black dude.
Black guy.
Oh, hey.
Clayton's got a following. He's got, 38,000 people following him?
Yeah. Huh?
He's banged about 10,000 of them.
I like those undies. We read some more, Brandon. Please. Please.
I got to find
just
a new
telling
picture.
A guy that, like in a non-sexual way. Hey, look, your undies. Undies. Oh, he's standing on his head.
I like the yellow undies.
Let's see what this is.
Never seen those before.
Can I touch?
Oh, no.
You're a gorgeous hunk of manhood. A lot of this is in Spanish.
How did he caption it?
I want my hand where your hand is.
He said, hey, here's a little flex in my pink official to exist briefs.
Oh, he's asking you a question, Drew.
Hey, how do you feel after a great workout? It's just the West. But it does become an obsession and perhaps an addiction.
That's not what he's thinking.
That's what Drew thinks. That's what Drew wears after his workout.
Oh, really?
That's just how Drew stands in front of the mirror thinking he's Bezos hot.
Not happening. No, I'm not Bezos.
Scroll down. There was one about his package. Keep going. Keep going.
Yeah, I can see
why do you cover your bulge with your hands?
Click on the guy that asked that question. Okay. Let's see what his page looks like.
Can you move your hand a little bit, please?
And then put it back, and then move it, and then put it back, and then move it really fast.
Let's see. Where was it?
Don't worry about it.
It's about 7 inches hiding under there.
Here he is, this guy. He's private.
So. Oh, Clayton's got more than 7 inches.
Goddamn right.
I bet you got something in those underwear just dying to come out.
Smooth, sexy chest. Oh, God, that picture.
Perfect.
Clayton.
Yeah, I love you, nude.
I love nude.
Doesn't it feel liberating to have a photographer take your pic naked?
I after talking to him, don't you think he laughs at a lot of these too, though?
Well, I don't think he reads them really. He I don't know. He was a good dude.
He's hilarious.
I do like him.
I just don't want to look at his picture.
I want to sit on your lap and feel your muscles.
Ew.
Naked showtime.
Who are these lonely people?
They're lonely people.
Oh. Yeah, they're nude too.
Oh, nice.
Why is this so much fun for me? I hope somebody's laughing.
This is like a gay Inception. So many levels.
You know, I have nothing against Clayton. I think he's having a ball doing what he's doing. I just think it's so funny that guys actually go on there and post, move your hands a little bit, Clayton. What you got going on in those underwear? Oh my God, let it out.
Oh, gross. And let me buy them from you.
Isn't it liberating to have someone take your picture nude?
You are massive.
Underwear that just says meat on it.
Is that what it says?
Yeah. Yes.
I would love to feel that meat. Oh, see who said that? No. This guy.
That guy said that.
Yeah, this cowboy.
What?
Cowboy.
What?
You're not getting close to that
Wait,
meat.
Who are those kids
has
with you?
It's kids.
Yeah, you're with your fucking kids saying you want to feel his meat. Knock it off. Damn it.
You will get nowhere near
That's
that
not
meat.
Cool.
No meat for you. Oh, vag.
Wow. Back to Clayton.
He's a vegetarian now.
Oh, you have a delicious body. I will kiss it like crazy.
Are these just dudes that think he's going to respond and they're going to bang?
I think so. I do.
It's this guy.
Can you imagine, though, if you had a page, Drew, and there's pictures of you and all these chicks are saying stuff like that and how...
It would
be very flattering.
I couldn't handle it. Yeah. I couldn't handle it. It'd be overwhelming.
And that's just the direct messenger.
Let's hear some more, Brandon.
Oh, look at that one.
Oh, look at that.
You're such a dilf. A dad I'd like to fuck.
Oh, my God.
We knew what you meant.
Oh, that's from a chick. A hot chick.
Oh, what? Whoa, look at her pictures.
Whoa.
Are you sure it's not a tran?
Yeah, it could be a tranny.
Oh,
what's her bio?
I'm your average chick. I don't give a fuck about what you think of me. I do me a positive person who's open-minded. Right.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't think she's trans. She's
no. Oh, there's a picture of some dude banging.
What?
Nice.
Wow. Oh, is that her?
Hashtag big, hashtag dick, hashtag only.
Only
hashtag cuz, hashtag it, hashtag matters.
Really? She's cute.
It's good for her, yeah.
She likes Clayton.
All right, let's read some of the comments on her picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she likes herself.
She doesn't have enough followers, man.
But see, this is just dudes going, how luscious are those lips? And it's her bending
over. Not talking about her mouth.
Yeah. I'd eat you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ugh.
It's different when it's dudes going after chicks. Cause
they're all
creeps. She has a really different temperament, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's really hot, and she loves our...
Find another picture with some comments.
Ooh, that one's hot.
No comments for the picture?
Man,
come on.
This chick needs to
I'm
blow up.
I'm going to leave comments.
Yeah. I'm going to leave comments.
I'm upset with her audience.
I bet you leave a comment and you'll get catfished. It's probably some dude running it.
Yeah. Some dude who likes Clayton Patterson.
Exactly.
How about that picture?
That's a great picture.
There you go. Yeah.
She's in a red bikini, red lingerie. What's her handle in case people want to see her?
Her name is luscious_lips_91.
On Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, what am I going to say here?
Come on. Why is she hitting on Clayton Patterson?
I know. What's going on? What the hell?
Maybe she just saw that picture and didn't know he was a homosexual.
I want to touch you.
So weird.
Who are these guys? I mean, to see that dude with his kids. It's like, oh, yeah.
Got that meat. I'm obsessed with you, you hot hunk. That's from Tattle the East Coast, who's a big man himself.
Fake! Another catfish.
Yeah, we could make her own vibrate.
Ugh.
We could break the foundation of your home.
Drooling, someone just commented. Ugh.
Stunning. Veins for days.
Oh, is that a good thing?
Well, he's pretty jacked.
Yeah, but
yeah, with those muscles, I bet that hand moves real fast.
You wear thongs in the jungle.
Bet you get a nice tight grip on your meat.
You can only imagine the kind of friction.
What a hot package.
No lotion. Just spit.
Hashtag no lotion.
Hashtag spit only. Hashtag.
Nice, Mark. You just upset Trudy.
What? Oh, that's where the line was, Trudy?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, please.
Hashtag.
Hashtag. I don't know how you spell.
T H F O O F.
Hashtag.
More comments, Brandon. Come on. I'm losing it over here.
I got to write that down.
I'm, five, I'm down to 5/8.
Just hashtag.
Did you spell T H? We knew that.
W.
Wait, that's not flattering. That's not working.
This guy actually wrote out.
I don't think that's a flattering. It's like a jock strap, and he's dressing it up with colors.
I know, and it's not even the meat brand.
Oh, daddy. Here's daddy. This guy's calling him daddy. Oh, he's got his own nudes.
Whoa.
Whoa.
He looks like Jesus.
Nude Jesus.
Look at this picture.
Oh, gross.
Out. You know Clayton Patterson? That's what I would write. What are people saying?
What an asshole.
That's like a reverse, what did Mr. Skin call it?
The
reverse iceberg.
Yeah, this is an iceberg penis.
Brandon, the iceberg is beneath.
Brandon, I'm 3/8. Come on, read some.
These pictures just scream, I'm so deep.
God.
Let's see.
Naked in front
just
of the Christmas
there
tree.
Just standing there nude by the Christmas tree, yeah. Just looking out at the open window.
Anybody looking in can see my dick.
That is weird. He's in front of a window, naked.
In Paris.
Merry Christmas to you,
Paris.
Too. You have a beautiful body.
Are these chicks or dudes?
They're probably dudes. I'm going to go out on a limb.
Yeah, there's a dude. I'm just kind of clicking through him.
Where'd Zeus go? Is he fed up with this?
I don't
even know when he left.
He's had enough.
Vanished.
Yeah, we've gotten about
not in the bathroom.
4 hours of Clayton Patterson time just in the last week.
I know. Sorry, everybody.
Hashtag.
Smell that. Oh.
Follow Clayton on Instagram. You will not be disappointed. It is Clayton Patterson with one T.
We probably turned some dudes onto that page.
You're welcome.
I hope some I hope there's some gay dudes listening who like this page. I mean, we've certainly a lot of
fun. Yeah, why not? Good for them.
I'd follow it if I was gay.
Would you? You're into daddies? You'd be into daddies if you were gay?
Really?
Is that really what you're talking
about? Brandon, your gay brain's pretty wild.
I think if I was gay, I'd be into small penises.
Well, then that presumes you're a bottom.
What? Why?
I
just mean, you'd have, if
how
you
do
have
you know so much about this?
Years of working on the show.
I know, it is disturbing.
I think I'm just going to follow him on Drew's account. That way Drew sees every new picture.
You should be following him. Yeah. Tom is.
That way Drew goes.
What if we saw a comment from Maz on there?
Hey,
look, but it wouldn't be sexual. It'd be like, hey, looking pretty good, Clayton.
He sent Maz as a gift. He sent him that post of him playing piano.
There. You're following them now.
Okay,
comment.
I'll follow Clayton. I have no problem
with that. All those other dudes, too. Just write hashtag.
Right on, bro.
What is the post?
What?
Did you post something, Brandon?
I just commented on his latest picture.
And you said what?
Right on, bro.
Okay.
Yeah,
because cool. We're homies.
No problem.
Do another one straight. Been working out? Question mark.
Hey,
are we doing best of?
Yeah, we are doing best of.
Okay. We were in that Clayton Patterson zone.
I know, it's hard to get out of that zone.
It's a time warp.
Is there any news on Thomas Markle? I'm really upset. He hasn't seen Meghan yet.
And she just had her baby shower.
She flew on a private jet, on George Clooney's private jet.
Oh,
so what's that. George Clooney with the royal family?
They're being treated like Diana. Let me guess. Amal was going to the baby shower anyway. Is that probably part of it?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I think maybe Amal does know her. Oh, did they work together on something?
Fucking no.
Some mindless project, probably.
That solved nothing.
But anyway, the funny thing is, Harry and Meghan are very environmentally conscious, and so people are going, why is she taking a private jet, Miss Environment, care about the environment? What the fuck?
Take a boat. Take a sailboat.
I think that is really one of the funniest things, like DiCaprio is Mr. Environment, and he's on private jets here, there, everywhere. I mean, that's a little ridiculous, isn't it? To be publicly claiming you're so worried about the environment.
Remember how mad Mike Clark used to be about Al Gore?
No, well, it's ridiculous, isn't it? You know, carbon footprint, very big. Keep track of your carbon. And meanwhile, you're flying around everyone in a private jet. Fuck you! That's ridiculous. But what's going on with Thomas?
I just Googled him, and the first thing that stood out is he has a title under Google. It's Thomas Markle, American Director of Photography.
What?
No, what do you want, American broadcaster?
Oh, yeah.
He says American director of photography.
No, he was the lighting guy, wasn't he?
Apparently he was the director of photography.
He has one of those things I want That's what Thomas I mean. Yeah. Markle does. Yeah.
Oh. But it's not even what he's best known for, which is being a load of a dad. That's what it should say. American dad, American load of a dad.
Yep. I think it's because of his Wikipedia page, which is actually pretty long and includes a picture of his great-great-grandmother, Mary Hussey Smith, who is a descendant of King Edward III.
Prove it.
Oh, so she was already royalty.
Exactly.
But he released a letter she wrote him. And did you see that? That was a while back. I really meant to address that on the show. The letter. I don't know if we talked about it on the show, though, did we?
He immediately shared it.
Yeah, he shares his letter with the world. And all these people start analyzing it and pointing out how narcissistic she sounds in the letter.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She really, it didn't work out very well for her, although it didn't work out very well for him either, because they were livid that he released this letter. And I think... Wasn't there something in the letter about her half-sister that was writing a book about her?
Yeah, she's pissed about her, too. And she's been talking about a storm now that the baby shower was going on.
The half-sister?
Yeah.
I think she's a beast. Why are they
half-sister, total beast.
Yeah. What did she call her? Like a climber or something?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, she is a climber. But you think your half-sister would cut you a little slack?
Half-sister got more of the Markle gene.
Well, that and Thomas Markle's son, Thomas Markle Jr., he's popping off now, too. So he's joined the fight on his father's side.
Oh, yeah, that's
Has he been on Piers Morgan yet?
Actually, he was just interviewed, I think, on Good Morning Britain.
I think we need to hear it.
I think I got
to
find it.
I mean, Good Morning Britain, that's where things get done. And Thomas Markle did the right thing. He went on Good Morning Britain to try and get a message to Meghan.
Right.
I really wish I could watch Good Morning Britain every day just because
too.
Of how ridiculous
Why can't
you
online?
I don't know.
That
sounds
BBC?
Like work, Judy. It sounds like a lot of work.
I have to give Piers Morgan credit. He's always popping off on, it seems like.
Hang on, sorry about that.
As if your relationship.
That's an old one. I'll look. I'll keep looking.
This is an older one, too, but it's the first one that's popping up.
And I think it was
that's
in Hollywood
Thomas
after
Markle
they moved
Jr.?
From One Hills.
Chip off the old block.
He is.
They never got along ever again.
Markle
after that.
Gene too.
My dad would complain to me about Doria constantly, and still to this day they don't get along at all.
Is that Meghan's mom?
I think with my dad and Doria, the age gap was way too big. My dad was always working, and Doria wasn't. After they got married, she didn't work, and I think he just got fed up and just
never worked again.
Probably just didn't want to.
He looks like just as big a loser as his dad.
Yeah. He's not, though. He's a proprietor of a pot shop, isn't he?
Oh, is he?
I thought so in Oregon.
Okay. Nice.
Noah Martin Jr.?
Well, it's written. It's not a video.
Okay.
On Good Morning Britain?
Wait.
He calls her a little Hollywood starlet.
Ooh. Does this Putz have a Wikipedia page? What's that Thomas Markle Jr. thing on the right? I don't know one of those.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
No, you don't.
Think so.
You don't.
Oh, man.
The fuck?
I think there's another dude that pops up. Yep, there's a producer. Nope. He's the producer who won a 2006 Billboard Award.
What?
For his work on Disney's High School Musical.
Oh.
That's the most famous Drew Lane.
What did he win?
An 06 Billboard Award.
You've won a Billboard Award?
Here he is.
3 years in a row.
That's the famous Drew Lane. Right there.
Wait, a Billboard Award?
And he was black.
For what?
Oh, he's black. I've
never seen him.
We should call him. Call the other Drew Lane.
I'm intimidated by this other
Drew
Lane.
Lane produced the B5 version of the song A Get Your Head in Da Game on High School Musical.
Never heard of it. Nobody even knows what they're talking about.
He co-produced and arranged B5's A Shining Star on
Whatever.
Disney's Hannah Montana. Fine. And is way more popular than Drew Lane of the Drew and Mike podcast.
Nobody knows who the hell you are.
Depressed over an unbelievable series of events involving the media.
It's a load of the half-sister.
Okay.
I mean, when you say a series of events involving
Good Morning
the media.
Britain.
Mean,
I love it. I love how Pierce just blows over his partner all the time.
he also acts as if it's totally normal to be on the Good Morning Britain talking about this shit.
She's about to ask a question. And you just... Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, when you say a series of events involving the media, you mean that he took money from a photographer to stage fake pictures, which were then sold around the world. You don't like the way, the shabby way that he's being portrayed by the media, right?
Would you?
Well, I'm only asking Samantha, because you, some might argue, have yourself said an incredibly large number of very shabby things about Meghan Markle, haven't you?
Yeah,
in fact,
give
you spent the last
Pierce.
2 years saying shabby things about her.
Well, you know, I think anyone who understands the English language and looks at what I've said verbatim would realize that I've said lovely things about her, but if there was a behavior or a situation that I questioned, I think I was honest and fair about targeting the situation or the behavior, not her.
How much money have you made from trashing Meghan Markle like this?
First of all, Piers, let me ask you, did you see me say those things?
Oh, she's a or question.
Are you God, I can't think of anything butter cottonmouth.
No, I used to run a tabloid here, and I know for a fact you said them. How much money have you made from the time that Meghan was announced as Prince Harry's girlfriend?
Not very much, because I think since you've worked at tabloids, you should know that if I did one story live, thousands of publications all over the world copy those clips.
Enough.
And run their own stories and embellish and twist the stories.
Right.
And so...
How much?
yeah, give it up.
Not very much. I've done, what, five or six live interviews.
And you last saw Meghan 10 years ago, is that right?
I last saw her at my graduation 10 years ago.
And have you spoken to her since?
I spoke to her in 2015. Right. Was the last time I spoke
Bullshit.
With her.
I take a very different position on this, which
oh,
is...
Oh, you're not allowed to talk, lady.
Yeah, forget about it. Nobody cares. All right. Wait, where's the list?
She's one of those people who gets in an interview and asks questions back when questions are... Because she's
That was also when
deflecting.
Pierce was still friendly and hoping to get in with Meghan Markle. Right. Well, she cut him off, and that's when he bonded with Tom.
What's on the best of?
I handed you the list.
You
yeah, please don't lose
for?
It.
This piece
lost
of paper?
It already.
Oh, no, you already lost
what,
it.
Was Denny here?
Denny took it, obviously.
Where was Denny? Did he sneak in?
What's at the very bottom one, underneath everything? That's it.
Ah, there you go.
Hey.
All right. Here's the deal. Penthouse and Swaggart.
Hey.
Cool.
Real quick, the next video up was Bill and Melinda Gates talk with Colbert. Yeah. Guess who's sitting closest to Colbert?
Of course. I know. You don't even have to say it. Oh, we have an IRS scammer call.
Yes,
probably kept somebody out of jail. The Oriental Spa that got busted in Farmington.
Yep, couple Pills. Reviews on there.
Trudy gets a dick pic. Yeah.
I think she sends one.
Did. I what?
Yeah, isn't it she
I'm
sent one?
I have to listen because I don't remember.
Send me a dick pic. I don't remember that well, too, either. Drew's mom got a battery stuck in her ear. Oh, Jesus. And all of it's brought to you by Scott Kunith. Scott promises, well, if you call him or you refer someone to him by calling him at 248 or texting him at 248-797-7746. That's 248-797-7746 or email at skunith@cbwm. Scott will call you back in a timely manner. If you prefer to text, he's fine. Keep you informed every step of the buying or selling process. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it, and his word is guaranteed. That's Scott Kunith, Coldwell Banker, Weir Emanuel, their rising star, and he is our sponsor for the best of Drew and Mike. Any other calls we want to exhaust while we're on the phone? We had a few good numbers. The guy that found his, the guy that went dumpster diving for his kid's phone.
You try that one.
We'll Unfortunately, we didn't connect with the guy that filmed the.
Oh yeah, the guy that filmed the encounter with the United agent,
or the lady that peed in the cups. I can't find a number for.
Still trying those.
I am stunned that they made that lady pee in the cups.
I know.
I cannot believe they really made her do that. I'd love to see video of what that plane.
Of her
was
peeing
like.
In the cups.
No, of how hot. Bad it was. She's kind of hot. Actually.
There's probably some golden shower freak out there that wants to see it.
Oh, for sure. No, if you were into
though.
If you dug like the Penthouse episodes, because Penthouse magazine got into chicks urinating big time.
Yeah.
Like, oh, gross. That was when Penthouse just totally crossed the line. Not that I was really a Penthouse guy.
That's Hustler.
Damn.
Oh.
I knew where you were going for, though.
Oh, Larry Flint.
Why do I get those two mixed up?
They're similar. Yeah. Hustler and Penthouse.
Aren't those the two that really kind of got into the hardcore?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
But Gooch, yeah. Penthouse, for some reason, I always remember Gooch. And I love talking to him. First of all, he's got that incredible voice. And he was so disappointed in the Tonya Harding pictures. He did not hide it either. They would print anyone. Basically, anybody in a scandal, they wanted him nude. And I'm trying to think of... Who are some of the grossest people they put in there?
The AM
Penthouse?
910 of
yeah.
Or oh, Hustler.
Magazine.
Penthouse. Well, either or, really, but Penthouse is really what it's focused on. You know who he put in there who was gross was Margot Adams, Wade Boggs' slut.
Oh, really?
She was gross.
She was?
Yeah, she was.
I don't remember what she looked like.
Not disgusting, but what about the swag chick, Swaggart's woman?
I never saw that.
When he was fishing it out of his...
Jessica Hahn? Or no, that's...
Baker's woman.
Baker's.
Bakes. The who was Swaggart's woman? She reenacted the poses because he liked her to pose. He liked her to stand over him.
Who was Gary Hart's woman?
Donna Rice.
She was.
Yeah, she was gorgeous.
Was she nude? She never got nude.
Mm,
wait, no. You know what she did?
She did a layout.
Doesn't she fight pornography now?
Yeah. She got all her banging in. She just went banging crazy, and then decided that that was enough for everyone. And now she's Miss Anti-Porn.
This chick here.
Oh.
All
the lady
I see
in the pictures. Wait. God, is that
her? She's got Swaggart on the cover of Penthouse and then this
chick. That's not the girl. That's not her. She's inside, I think, but trust
Catherine
me.
Catherine Campin? Does that sound right?
Hmm.
She was 38 out of New Orleans, March issue of Penthouse, Affair with Swaggart in 87.
Oh, there you go. It's got to be.
Yeah, that must be the name. It doesn't
I will find these
familiar.
News.
Yeah,
Catherine Campin, Kampen.
Brandon. Okay.
I have sinned.
Oh, yeah, that was, God, and the video of that, too.
Fake. I have sinned against you, my Lord. Well, thanks for giving me the idea of cutting the hole in my sweatpants, Lord.
And I remember, too, part of that story was he picked her up for whatever reason, and then he had to stop suddenly at a red light, and a bunch of magazines came out from under the passenger seat. And it was just the most grotesque porn, probably multiple copies of We and Uncle
Magazine. Yeah.
If you're unfamiliar with Uncle Magazine, those
Real
are the pictures
magazine.
Yeah, that come after the person's already said uncle because they're so repulsed.
See, I got a different name.
What's it?
I got Rosemary Garcia. Hmm. And that she wrote in the...
Well, he did have multiple skanks.
And this was when he was cited for driving on the wrong side of the road. And she ended up being a prostitute that he had picked up for sex.
Swags. And to think that he actually was able to take over his ministry and go back to raising funds. I mean, that was just... That was a terrible... You know, in a way...
Here he is. There's the I have sinned.
Okay.
Moral mistake, and he's pulling away from the pulpit for a while. I have sinned against you, my Lord. And I would ask that your precious blood,
fake,
would wash and cleanse every stain.
I think stain was not a good word choice there.
And the seas of God's forgetfulness. Thank you. Thank you. And God bless you.
Swags! Oh, don't clap.
Oh, you tools. You clapping seals. Ugh. Whose first cousin is he?
It'll come.
Musician.
Hang on. Yeah.
Jerry Lee? Jerry Lee?
You're right. Yeah.
He's Jerry Lee Lewis.
You're right. Yep.
Deborah Murphy is another
that
one.
That sounds... For some reason, Deborah Murphy sounds like the right name.
Deborah Murphy was the prostitute that actually had the article in Penthouse. Mm. There we go.
Okay. And the other two are obviously, I'm sure.
And here's her nudes!
Are they gross? Pretty sure they're gross. Yeah, she's... look at that bush.
Oh, gross. I don't even want to see it.
Wow.
I don't care what she looks like.
That is, I mean, it's not even a pizza slice. It's like a real sloppy pizza slice, like they cut it too wide. Jeez. What a mess. Yeah, you know, I think I was a lot younger then, so I probably judged it more harshly. Yeah, not that it's
should that be an Uncle Magazine now?
Yeah, I think it could. I would say if it was in the pile for Uncle Magazine, nobody would throw it out as being in the wrong pile.
I'm reading an interview
my description.
An interview with her. Not only was he kinky, but he was really cheap. Nice, just adding that.
The
to
guy
it.
That takes millions from people asking for money on his
seed money.
Televangelism, and he's a cheap ass. Unless it's himself, of course. Because Swags had an outrageous mansion. All those guys did. You know, I'm trying to think who all went down at once. There was Bakes, Jimmy Baker, and Tammy Faye, and Swags was right around the same time. Falwell was the guy that didn't get in any deep shit, as I recall. But I think there were a couple others. Oh, I know who it was. Oral Roberts had to collect a certain amount of money, or God would bring him home.
Good.
He said if he didn't raise X amount of millions of dollars by X date, and it was maybe, you know, 3 months ahead of that time, that God would call him home. So basically people had to give money to Oral Roberts or he would die. God would kill him.
All I
he
think
didn't raise
of,
enough money.
All I think of when I hear his name is the joke about two gay Bobs.
Yeah. What do you call two gays named Bob, Oral Roberts?
There's Kent Hovind and let's see, of course, Jim Baker.
Robert Tilton. Oh, the Mike farting
Robert
preacher.
Tilton. He was on 2020 because he was also asking for, you know, that was his whole show, was asking for money, seed money, and people would send the money, and they showed the behind the scenes. Somebody videotaped him. Back then, he didn't have phones, so somebody actually set up a, you know, an undercover camera or something. They showed the staff members opening the cards written to Robert Tilton, and people sent these lengthy letters, of course, about, you know, how important his show was. And they were just opening. If there's a check, they'd grab the check and throw it in the garbage. No one read anything. And it was, I mean, honest to God, I don't expect the Reverend Tilton to read every letter, but people thought someone read them. It was just so crass. It was so brutal.
But at least he gave us this.
The next few moments of
oh, the farting thing?
I have decreed faith for you.
He squints just, and like pushes it out, so it's so it's
wild
perfectly.
Enough to do what God said. That's why.
The faces are just perfect.
I'm not talking
if you've
about
never seen this.
Figuring it
you ever
out
seen this, Brandon?
Oh, yeah.
Jail link it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Check Jay's link.
Trusting your heart.
I love this one and the one
and
of the let the bodies hit the floor.
Saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Paid her bills and her neighbors got blessed. The day of miracles has come.
So the phone's ringing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father. Oh, yes, I sense your presence. God put this in my spirit, man. Praise God. Just sense the anointing flowing.
You know what's great about
me.
This, too, Drew?
What?
It goes on for 9 minutes.
I've never seen the 9-minute version.
Someone put together 9 minutes of the farting preacher.
Faces are just stellar. It was well done, brilliant, and right down to the choice of farts.
Yeah. Oh, they spent a lot of time on it, and isn't I'm glad they did.
Isn't it funny how certain fart effects have just gotten everywhere? Like, I hear farts on the Stern Show that are farts we've used. I swear to God.
Yeah. No, there's one. The one that was
popular
used,
fart will go a long way. The one that ever becomes
used
a sound effect
in what's the Spade movie? White Trash.
Oh, Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt. That fart. I'm done with that.
Yeah, I'm done with this.
About that. Yeah, that. That one has been used in multiple films. I think it was used in one of Schneider's movies. But we've heard that in multiple films.
Yeah, it is a really good fart.
Solid.
I wonder, you know, wouldn't it be great to know which of those farts are real? Because I think some
they
of them
are
definitely real. I don't know.
They're all real.
Yeah, there's probably some whoopee cushion ones in there.
What?
But you got to know, just like Bentley used to do in the production studio, a lot of the farts that were, you know, in our old system were straight out of his ass. I can tell you that.
Oh, the buzzer fart.
The buzzer fart was the best. Real.
Yeah, there were some stretches of road there when... Basically, anytime he farted, wouldn't he call someone and at least leave it on their voicemail?
He still does do that. He sent me a video not that long ago.
Drew,
him ripping farts in front of his kids.
Drew, like 8 years ago, 7 years ago, it was like my first week that I was working with you guys, and I'm in the production studio with Jim, and we're working on some, I don't know, maybe it was late night clips or something. And he stops everything. He turns everything off and hurries up and he pulls up, you know, Adobe Audition, Adobe Talent. Yeah. And he just points the microphone right at his ass, farts. And I'm just, okay, that's kind of weird. He records it. And then he takes that, he edits it, and he puts it into another kind of a longer stretch of clips. He puts it at the very end, and he saves it. He dumps it down. I'm like, what is that? Oh, you want to hear it?
You can do it by Adobe software.
and it ended up being Jim's, like, six-minute fart compilation, and it's just his fart. So it's just like... I'm like, what are you doing with that? I just record them. I'm saving them.
You never know. Don't want to waste a good one. Yeah, a lot of those were for personal use, though, as it turned out, to be sent to people.
It was when he was eating all them Fiber One bars.
Yeah.
Now, did he, I know he stopped getting tattoos. Did he actually get some tattoos removed? Did I hear that?
No, really? I didn't know that.
Maybe I'm wrong about that. Because no he idea. Went tattoo crazy. He had no tattoos, and then within about 6 months, he had about 15.
Full sleeves, full legs.
That's right, full sleeves. Oh, yeah, so he can't. Because he was at Quicken Loans.
I remember one day he came in, he's like, here's my new one. I'm like, why'd you get that? He goes, it was on sale. And I said, who gets a tattoo because it's on sale?
I know. Sometimes I see tattoos and I think, I know they went to a tattoo parlor just thinking, I want a tattoo. And they looked at the 35 that they have there and they just said, oh, I love that dolphin. But that seems...
Jim was doing it. He was going there pretty much every day.
Yeah, that was crazy. Mm-hmm. But what, did he run out of space or did
he
decide his career was possibly being imperiled?
Well, he never got one that I don't think
he never got one
couldn't
on his
be
neck.
Hidden. Yeah, or face.
That's true.
Or hands.
I never dreamed tattoos would be so commonplace that you could get the kind of jobs that people get now with, you know, with a few tattoos. If you can't see, it doesn't matter.
Is that it? That's the buzzer fart?
Yep, that's it.
Wow. That's real?
Yes.
No kidding. That's very unique. I mean, that's a... I'm fascinated by the release there that enabled that sound. Yeah, I've been distracted the last few days. My mom ended up in the hospital. It was weird. I went to see her on Thursday because my nephew was here. So we go over there. The door's open. I walk in. Everything looks a little crazy. Like,
oh, no.
Stuff around. I'm like, yeah, it was really an eerie feeling. And I thought, well, you know, she's getting a little, like, stacks of stuff are appearing. You know, not quite a...
hoarder.
Not a hoarder. Not a hoarder yet. But
yet.
Working on
There's
it.
There's a possibility she could.
Could happen. So then, just as I'm leaving, the phone rings. Yeah, your mom's at the hospital. She's very disoriented. She had a battery in her ear. Her hearing aid battery is in her ear, but not her hearing aid. I know. So anyway, they got it out, and I get to the hospital, and she's really disoriented. I mean, doesn't know anything. Except my name. That was about all she knew. And I mean, you know, like, who's the president? What year is it? Yeah. Nothing. Absolutely. It was terrible. She couldn't get words out. She was struggling, like, for very simple words, and they just wouldn't come. And I thought, oh, my God, if this is the new normal.
Well, that.
Woo! But.
That sounds like stroke.
Yeah. It's. The word. But except that she was able to walk. She was.
Oh,
I mean,
really? Everything
was working. But then the next day, yeah, they felt she had a mini stroke. And that. The thing about a mini stroke is you can pretty well return to your former self within a day or so.
Really?
Yeah, so the next day, she was sort of herself.
Well, you've done that. You've had strokes.
Yeah, I had a number of them, you know, in my 30s even. And the next day, she was okay, kind of, except Fox Run said, you know, we don't think she should be back in independent living. And I couldn't really argue, so she's in this more dramatic, this is a, what a boring topic.
What a fun way to start a new week.
I know.
I know, it's real
really
life,
sucks.
Man.
Yeah, it's real. It's too much.
Hey,
it's too real life.
If she's in full-on assistant, now they can't nickel and dime you for stopping by to give her the medication. And
oh, no, they just charge you a giant fee instead that she doesn't have. It's really funny because, well, it's not very funny, but they're saying, well, your mother needs some more essential care. She needs more visits. She needs people around her. You know, it's $500 a day. There's another program. It's $400. And I'm like, okay, you can keep running down the prices, but she doesn't have the money, so I don't know. I mean, I agree. It'd be great for her to be there. See, they promise to take somebody to the end when they go in there.
Yeah.
So they know that, but I guess they just have to tell you what, I mean, basically, I think she owns her apartment.
Yeah, no more death panels.
No. They, death panels, that was so funny.
The hysteria over Obama's death panels.
I can't get over that anyone actually believed that. Blows my mind.
I know.
Anyway, she has an apartment there which she bought, and they sell it back to you less 10%. I'm not sure why it loses value in the process. That doesn't really make sense to me, but that's the deal. So they can start liquidating all that money.
Yeah.
For her.
Why do they charge?
I don't know why. I guess for the
condo, wouldn't it appreciate?
Yeah,
that?
I would think so, except they were overbuilt at the time, or I don't think they would have taken her, because I don't know how she passed the test to get in, to be honest, with dementia. I mean, your short-term memory is so bad. But anyway, she's in there getting full care. The problem is, you know, she just that independence. She's starting to figure out that, hey, I had a place to myself. What's going on?
Oh, man.
I can't even go outside now. I don't have my patio. Where's my leather couch? My big TV. So that stuff is starting to click in slowly. So, but at the same time, she seems to be settling into. I don't know. It's just more than I need to think about.
She's still having battles with that lady with the bridge.
Oh well,
so I bet you she remembers her.
I wish she would remember her. That would take her mind off all the other stuff. Yeah, that bitch. I've never heard say the word bitch before until that happened. She got booted out of the bridge game. For might, slow play.
Might joggle the memory.
Yeah, that's true. I might have to bring that up. Anyways, yeah, so that sucks, and it continues to suck, and will suck forever. Maybe not. Maybe she'll... She might... Older people, they do adjust more than you think they will. She was just very independent, and I think this... It's a little prison-like. You know, like we
They're
went...
They're weird, man. Assisted living homes.
Yeah, it can be. She wanted to go outside. Oh, it's nice. I'm outside. I want to have a cigarette. She hadn't had a cigarette in 2 days. She doesn't smoke that much, but she's 96. Smoked for 83 years.
That's really
cool.
I know,
it's incredible. If the tobacco companies find out, she'll be in an ad any day now.
They're in a tavern testifying in front of Congress.
Absolutely. She's doing the second, too. She's so proud of that. Well, I've smoked 83 years, and look at me. Still here. Anyway, she wanted to go outside, and we get in the elevator. I hit the first floor. Nope, won't take us down. Starts buzzing. It's like, oh, well, there's a code for your mom because, you know, if she wanders off and gets in the elevator, we don't want her to run away.
Makes sense.
So, yeah, so I don't have the code yet. I don't know what I have to do to get the code.
They don't want you wandering away either.
I guess
they want that bill paid.
Yes,
well, you haven't paid your bill.
I can get out by myself. I just can't get out with her.
Oh, because she's got the bracelet.
Yeah, she can't make a break for it. Ugh.
I was telling Drew, Julie's grandmother is going to turn 100 soon, and she's in an assisted living place. And Jerry, my father-in-law, sent me a picture of her today because he put on My 600-Pound Life, and she was laughing her ass off at it.
Well, that's pretty cool that she could enjoy a show like that.
She's very mentally sharp. Physically, it's deteriorating a lot.
My mom needs somebody to root for, or she can't watch it. I mean, she's like, you know, the whole thing about movies. I like Tom Hanks. I don't like Tom Cruise. Yeah. She's very fussy. If there's not like my 600-pound life, she would so look down on the 600-pound person. She could, I don't think she could even root for the person.
Julie's grandma did too. She said, "I'm never going to eat again," as if she's going to be a 600-pound person now.
She was suddenly at age 100. The millennials are truly unique. I have to say, I'm kind of intrigued by millennials. Doesn't Generation X seem kind of boring?
Yeah.
Yeah. We like it that way.
Sorry, Gen X.
We're cool with intent it. About themselves.
There isn't.
We're cool with it.
Millennials are, for all the things that millennials get made fun of or get ragged on, they're unique. They seem to. They're very. There's a lot of change in that generation. There's a lot of being different. So at least they've kind of made a stamp, even if it's a stamp that involves, you know, living with your parents till you're 40, never owning a home, and changing your job every 5 minutes. At least they're different. And they seem to be very accepting. You know, I think the first generation really that's lived with gays and lesbians from the time they were 10 years old.
And don't really see anything that's horrendously weird about it.
Not at all. They've grown up with it. It seems totally normal. I don't think they understand, you know, why it is an issue. But that's, you know, it's different growing up. And they've grown up with computers and the internet. That's part of the reason they sure know a lot about stuff like porn. I wonder what the impact will be of people learning about porn from the age of 7. How that will impact their...
God,
they have sex before they have a date.
Yeah, that sounds really common. I guess that's the impact.
Time management.
Oh.
That's what they say.
What do you mean?
Well, they get it out of the way, and then they say they like the person. So they're not saddled with the stress.
Well, they also, because there's so much sexting going on... You know, there's a lot of nudity before they even have a date.
Yeah, but that's going to end because all these people start posting revenge porn. They're going to have a major chilling effect on, you know, women taking pictures of themselves.
I sound really bummed about that.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, women should be free to take all the pictures they want.
Men too?
And send it. Yeah, of
men
course.
Men ever get mad if you forward a DP to someone else?
Do women do revenge porn too? I mean, it seems like it's all the guys screwing over the women.
Trudy, do you like seeing a dick pic, like if someone were to send you one?
It was a good one. Good one.
Which there's not.
A good one.
Dicks are gross.
Dicks are a work of art.
They're weird looking and they're gross.
Get a bad rap.
I don't know. It's
deservedly. They've had a bad history.
Don't
cause a lot of trouble, Drew.
As anatomically interesting as anything else.
Well, they're not.
They are.
Goofy looking. Okay, so some guy sends you a dick pic. Is that like, ooh, hot?
I think I feel... emotionally charged about what would drive him to want to do that.
Yeah, because they're into you.
Or they're so proud of it.
Oh, that's true. That's the bad side.
I don't know. Somebody may have sent me one time with my picture in the background. It was creepy.
What?
Might have.
Good job, Jay.
I'm Jay.
I like the creative effort, though. Hey, had some knowledge about... how to get it done.
How to arrange the picture.
Yeah.
What did you
work of art?
What did you notice first? Your picture?
Of course not. The foreground was when
penis dominates any picture it's in.
Did you reply?
No.
How could you not reply?
You know what? The first impulse you have is to go, gah, and erase it. And when you do that, you erase any sort of future evidence that you might have. If that becomes necessary.
My first impulse would be, oh my God, I got to forward this to somebody.
For those who couldn't see Trudy, since we're on the radio, she did look ill when the conversation was going on. I thought she might throw up.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Well, I just wonder, you know, do chicks really like getting them?
I mean,
think some chicks do like getting dick pics.
What if it's unsolicited?
Depends. Well.
Like, if you got an unsolicited nude picture of a girl that was into you.
What guy is going to complain about that?
No, it'd be hot as hell. It's pretty sweet. But I can't see a chick being into it.
Yeah, not really.
Okay.
No.
Women aren't visually oriented, so I'm told.
It's but it means they're into it. It's such a statement, you know? It's like an exclamation point, literally, a fleshy one.
It's like dropping a bomb on a relationship.
And the right in your hardest face. Part is, what do you say back to that? So
new phone, who dis? You send a nude picture of yourself back, clearly.
Yeah, can we get some email about dick pic stories, please?
Or you
some great dick pic stories out there.
Yeah, there have to be tons.
The stunning ones are the ones where people just who they don't even know that well just decide, I'm gonna take a big step here.
Yes, which was
I'm gonna take a leap of faith in this brief relationship.
You watch Crashing, right? Remember that scene about his dick pic sending a dick pic to the other guy's wife? You remember Pete Holmes?
Oh, yeah.
And he's in the club, and the guy says, you don't send her yours. You send her a standard one.
Oh, yeah, right.
My buddy sends his girls my penis.
That was funny.
Yeah. That was a good bit.
So his dick is a stunt dick sometimes.
So if you get one, Trudy, just accuse him of using somebody else.
Oh, okay. That's a good comeback.
It's a pretty big leap of faith, I would say, if it's not solicited.
Do not send it.
Pretty big leap of faith.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Although, I don't know, you sent some leap of faith that size, whatever size it is. You are a very brash individual. So.
Oh, it does show women like
shows a lot of confidence.
Super expect to be, you know. Yeah.
One of my fears would definitely be sending it to the wrong person or sending it to everyone.
In your phone list, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they just send it to everybody.
And you know it happens. I mean, I bet there's some great stories about that, too. Oh. Who's gotten a dick pic that was not from someone who meant to send it to them?
Oh.
Or maybe a relative.
Relative. Mom. Oh, Joey sent porn to his mom once.
Well, that's right.
Oh, no. Oh, really?
Yeah, that was bad.
Jeez.
Yeah. What were we trying to send it to?
It was Tiger Woods' wife, Elin Nordegren.
Yeah.
It wasn't even her. That's the bad part about it. It was like, they looked like her.
So your mom was disappointed that you got duped by fake Elin?
Well, you guys, she was at a funeral, remember? I think you guys tried calling her on the air, but she didn't answer. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's worse than
I just wrote her.
She got fake porn.
Yeah. Mom, I wrote her, Mom, do not open this, whatever you do. You know she opened it, right?
Yeah, it's going to make her open it quicker.
She already opened it, or did she open it because you told her not to?
We you know what? We just never talked about it.
That's best.
Yeah, I didn't.
That is the best innovation by millennials, is to never talk about something that's a problem.
Yeah.
Or if you don't like some sort of an answer or some dude or something, just never talk to him again.
Ghost him.
Ghosting is one of the best inventions, I think.
Ghosting's great.
Yeah. We didn't really discuss the Oriental Spa and what happened there, did we? We just sort of glimpsed it.
I'm thinking I need to move out of that town, though.
I know. It looked respectable, though. It's part of a strip of stuff.
Strip mall, yeah.
Does it look kind of weird?
On Northwestern, is it?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Northwestern has quite a few of those.
Oh, is that so?
Seemingly,
Oriental
yes.
spas?
Thai massage.
Yeah, where's this at? I'm going to write this down.
You know, like Northwestern up around the Orchard Lake, around that big cluster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they interviewed people that work at the Oriental Spa, and this is after the owner. It's weird that the owner is giving massages, too, by the way.
Really?
The owner allegedly touched the breasts and the genitals of a female patient who had been asked to strip nude and was under a sheet, and then the owner removed the sheet and then invaded her in a very sexual manner. It turns out that he's a sex offender who apparently violated someone between the ages of 13 and 15, correct?
Yes.
But nice having the owner of the Oriental Massage Spa, who's
unlicensed.
Happens to be a sex offender.
And he's unlicensed.
Yeah, he's unlicensed masseuse. So this guy's just getting off on touching people in weird places.
Who was it that did
he actually asked for the happy ending instead of the person getting the massage?
Was it Al Gore that pulled
the
move?
Oh, he said that he made her touch him. So he must have said, yeah, hold on to this. If this deep massage hurts, just hold on to this thing right here.
He grabbed her hand and then put it on her genitals. Wasn't it allegedly Al Gore that did that when he was here?
Wait, he grabbed her hand and put it on his unit?
Yeah. Remember the alleged Al Gore?
Yeah, the Gore thing. I remember the Gore story.
Was it him that said that? And the quote was, here!
I believe it was.
Or was it? It wasn't Travolta.
Travolta. I was singing Travolta.
It's one of those two.
Is that a hot stone massage or something?
Balls deep.
It's just...
He's the guy that's named Convan, by the way.
Did you see, though, the girl they interviewed who... also works there, and they said, were you aware that the owner is a registered sex offender? And she said, oh, no, I had no idea. Anyway, she was pretty cute.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good looking girl there. Yes. I bet she's been asked for a happy ending or two. I wonder if she's provided one.
Well, it does cause an ultimate relaxation factor.
That's true. I mean, it seems like it should almost be standard, if you ask me. But, you know, that would be inappropriate for these people. You know, don't you feel bad for these real live masseuses who actually studied hard? They did all the work to become a professional masseuse. This is what they've always wanted to do. They're really fascinated by musculature and things like that.
Study physiology.
And then you know that somewhere along the line, someone has asked them for a happy ending, suggesting that they're a whore. And they've done all this studying, all this hard work to get in this position. And inevitably, because of all the creeps out there like this guy, they'll be asked for a happy ending or something similar.
It's unfair.
Their hand will be moved somewhere. It shouldn't go. God, that's got to be a bummer.
I'm reading about the gore thing again. I forgot how much he wanted his butt rubbed. Because he was on long flights.
See, I mean, at least he had an explanation for it.
Yeah, I do. I remember the story. We read the whole thing, word for word, I believe.
Glutes, hamstrings, quads.
Oh, that's right.
Abductors worked on as well as his abdominal area besides his back and whole body. I inquired if this was due to the long flights. He said, yeah. Mentally noted that a request for adductor work is a bit unusual in the massage world. Sometimes it's
abductor work.
Said to Boz, what?
Abductor work.
But it's inappropriate behavior by a male client. It's not necessarily out of the range of professional treatment.
Wait, where are the abductors? Is it like right between the penis and the testicles or
inside muscles of the thigh.
Oh.
If you're riding horse bareback and you've got to clench with your thighs to hang on, that's the reason for it. I mean, besides that, it's kind of a private area.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a lot of people who have adductor work done.
He just figures when they work on his abductors, they're going to see how rock he gets and they're going to just be. Well, geez, I mean, since that's happening, what am I supposed to do?
I've had a couple of massages, and what they do is they put the blanket in such a way that it rolls up and it only your leg is exposed.
Uh-huh.
So that your genitals aren't flopping free in order and, you know, accidentally be touched.
Right, or anywhere really close.
Right. Hmm. So they take a lot of care to partition you off so that.
Well, the professionals, of course.
Well, that's true.
I wonder if anybody ever asks for, yes, I've got a pull in my taint. I know it sounds really odd. But I really need to be massaged there. It's a very small area. You don't have to be too specific. But I've got a pulled taint. Here's a note from my doctor. Taint. It does happen. It's really strange.
How'd you pull it, sir?
A taint pull.
I slipped and I ended up doing the splits. My taint just got yanked.
Doing the splits. That's perfect.
My anus is a little sore, too, if you can work on that.
Somebody sent me, since we're playing odds and ends here, why don't we just continue with the IRS guy? This guy gets a call from the IRS claiming that he owes $5,000 or something. And he decides to mess with him. And it's funny. He filmed himself doing this. He's a very regular looking guy. He's kind of, you can tell he's having fun.
Is this a listener or a listener just sent it in?
I think a listener just sent it in. Man hilariously wastes IRS scammers' time on the phone.
Good.
Oh, I've never been to Texas.
Officer Amy Johnson.
She gives her badge number.
I will go ahead and read over legal charges against your name, but before I do that, do not interrupt me as I will give you a fair time to speak, all right?
Okay.
This guy's just smiling.
No, let me ask you a question. Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
That is $4,800, which includes the legal charges, pending taxes, and late fees. This is the reason why the Internal Revenue Service has issued an arrest warrant in your name.
Arrest warrant in your name.
Oh, no.
So just hold the line. I'm going to transfer the line to the senior officer, all right?
Thank you for holding the line. This is Senior Investigating Officer Alexander Kostasov. On which you owe the Internal Revenue Service?
Yeah, she said it was like $14,800.
She said $4,800. What?
Why are you? What song is that?
Once you get arrested, everything under your name, like your property and your bank account, will be seized and confiscated. The total outstanding amount against your name is $5,600.
Up to $800.
I'm a little strapped on funds at the moment because I'm in a lot of medical bills, and I went to the doctor about six months ago. I was diagnosed with plumber crack.
Okay. And I'm very sorry for that, sir. So you have $5,680 with you or not?
Yeah, I do. I was gonna go to Knott's Berry Farm, but I guess I can just cancel the trip.
Okay,
so yeah, I have it.
All right, you please hold the line for a moment. Let me transfer the ball to my senior investigating officer.
I can only guide you step by step how you can go and make the payment. All you have to do it by yourself. Okay.
Can you believe these people succeed?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Can I bring my dachshund?
Sorry?
I have a dachshund. He's a dog.
Why are you want to bring your dog?
Well, I'm a little scared, and he's a service animal.
Sir, this is a recorded line. What are you talking about, sir? I can have the pin code for you right now so that I can search the nearest location for you.
Yes. Okay, it's 8.
Mm-hmm. Give too many numbers.
9.
Just give the same number.
4.
894?
Yes.
It's only 3 digits, sir?
Yes.
Do you have a Walmart store nearby you?
Yeah, I'm almost there. I'm walking up to the parking lot. You know, this really sucks, you know? It's like, it's all these horrible things happening, and I'm starting to lose my will to be alive, you know?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Now, sometimes I feel like I just need to, like, end it, you know?
You're just a smart guy, man. I love you.
I love you.
I love who you are.
Really?
be like this forever, okay? Just stay young.
You don't think I should kill myself?
No, not at all.
Oh.
It's a heart.
Can we hang out, like, after I get this settled? Do you like lunch? Do you eat lunch?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't eat lunch?
I don't know.
All right, I'm walking inside the Walmart right now. I'm inside.
That's a smart guy, man. Do you have money or not?
Yes, I do.
Get a card worth $500, okay? And
oh.
Come out.
Oh, okay. I thought it was $5,000.
Sir, why don't you give me $100 then?
They asked if I wanted to sign up for a Walmart gift, a Walmart credit card, and they said I'd get an extra $50 gift card for doing that. Should I do that?
No, sir. Walmart gift card.
Oh.
It's Spanish, you put the word like yo, ready?
I am ready. I have the card in my hand.
Okay, so can you please verify my card number?
4. 1.
1.
253.
253.
386.
Huh?
386.
386, am I right?
Yes.
Sir, do you think that I'm full? The Walmart gift card should start, the card number should start with 612, okay, sir?
612. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I missed that.
I'm sorry. Do you think that I am full?
Yeah.
No, I think you're a c***ing, lint-licking piece of inebriated, c***-sucking dog shit. That's what I think. You're going to burn in hell because you're a stupid motherfucking scamming motherfucker. That's what I think. Hello? Face.
Jesus.
I don't know what's going on.
ISA, man.
Oh, they hung up.
They are persistent.
I can't believe people.
Well, true.
You ever catch these fuckers?
People are dumb, you know, when they threaten, you know, the police are going to be on their way.
But listen to the three people he talked to.
Oh, I know. As if the IRS would want a Walmart gift card or a Walmart card.
Amazing. Fucking amazing.
That was great, though.
Yeah, he did a great job. We had one other piece of audio.
Great Tom Mabesque.
Let's see. What was it? IRS. We got Seacrest. We got Mark Song. Ozzy, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Was it the fight at the high school graduation?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, there was a brawl at a high school graduation in Tennessee. over somebody trying to save seats.
A brawl?
Yeah.
In Tennessee?
Yeah. The fight broke out over people trying to save seats. Several security officers had to step in to calm things down.
It's a high school graduation?
No seat check?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Nice group of adults fighting at a high school graduation over saving seats. And they weren't even the best seats in the house. Do you have it, Jay, or you want me to play it? Or? Okay, hang on. I can find it.
You want to play Pure Michigan while he does that? Pure Michigan's come out with a new tourism piece, which is only fitting with the new Q Line.
The Motor City has declared its comeback official with the Q Line. Detroit's long-awaited $200 million project has mass transit world leaders in total awe. The Q Line spans 3 miles and can reach top speeds nearing 30 miles per hour. And with a wait time of only 25 minutes, the train's downtown commute now rivals the walking pace of a 62-year-old woman. Now, some critics have had the nerve to say that the Q Line is not a viable mass transit system. They have pointed out minor concerns, like the fact that you need to have a ride to get to it, or that the train stops at red lights, or that it can be stalled by parked cars, or even just some asshole on a bike. But others know this is the start of something great, and it will benefit dozens of Detroiters who won't have to walk to their favorite gastropub. City residents now have faith that their longtime troubles will come to an end, and that the Q Line will power Detroit into the new age. Or maybe it will just be another goddamn people mover. The Q Line, the People Mover Part 2. It's Pure Michigan.
Dead on.
Damn. I wonder who the first person who's going to get their foot accidentally crushed by this Q Line and sue the hell out of the city.
Oh, no. That would cut into the $7 billion that the Q Line is going to bring in.
Oh, man.
That would suck. Did you find the fight, Mark?
Yeah, I sent it to you, Jay, in an email.
Jay's really on his toes today.
What's funny, I know. We've thrown so much at him. We can just waste more time, Jay, if you want. No,
I don't want to hear that.
The time of my life.
You know why that came up before the show? Because we were talking about the Jeffrey Tambor thing and Ghost, and I couldn't think of the Ghost song, and so that one just popped in our head instead.
Oh.
Because it's just Swayze-related.
That is the Ghost song. Oh, no, that's not the Ghost song. That's the Dirty Dancing song. Yeah, Unchained the Ghost song is Unchained Melody. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, same band.
Yeah, same dude.
Yeah.
Bros.
No. What's funny with this graduation
fest. Just remember!
You'll notice it's while the graduates are walking up to the stage, too. So the ceremonies have started.
Shame.
And on the right, there's a guy who's holding maybe a toddler. I'm going to guess he's like 4 years old.
Is anybody filming it, by the way?
The fight?
Did you notice? Yeah.
You know what? That's a good. I did not notice. I just assumed.
If you didn't notice, no one's filming it.
Well, I was just watching the fight, but this guy's holding a toddler, and then his wife or whatever just starts yanking on the toddler while he's holding it.
Sheesh.
It's not playing.
A good video, Mark.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, nice quality.
Forget it.
Nice total package.
Kind of grainy. Potato.
What? All right, here, Brandon, check it out. I was just having Jay do it so Drew could see it.
Well, it's a graduation. It looks like church.
Well, it's a graduation at church. I love there's one dude here in the middle, this bald guy.
Those cameras.
How big is this bald guy? Like 260, 270. He's trying to separate. It's really a fight between two chicks, and this chick starts wailing on another chick. Here's the toddler that gets yanked by some lady over here.
The lady with the big bald spot?
That's the one.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's a hair pull. And she swings.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
She grabs this lady by the jaw. The lady
haymaker.
Clocks her. There's
man,
the toddler.
That chick can fight.
The toddler in the tug of war.
Oh, my God. She just grabs her hair and starts
beating the shit
her head
out of her. Hey, get the camera back on him. The camera panned.
Oh.
She's feisty.
She is something else, man.
She is mean. That chick tried to intervene and she got knocked out.
Be the toddler. Oh, the guy's got. Oh, he's trying to
go. Hey, why doesn't this guy help? Look at this big dude right here. Why doesn't this guy break something up?
He's wearing his nicest suit. He's not getting much help.
look at the Muslims there. They want nothing to do with it.
Non-confrontational.
The kids are just walking.
No, that's over seats.
Yeah, and they're not even good seats.
It's like there's a lot of open seats.
This guy's taking a selfie of himself. See that dude?
Oh, this guy taking a selfie while
of himself. Yeah, but no one's filming it, Drew. That's weird.
That is amazing.
That's just great. Remember that time we graduated and our parents fought over the seats?
I don't remember me fighting over seats just myself. Kidding. Oh,
those kids will have that memory though.
Yeah. Jesus. That one lady, she's got some reach, too.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Although, isn't it cheap to pull hair? Isn't that kind
of
weird?
Yeah, it's a cheap shot. She's grabbing a clump of hair, just yanking this head, and then she starts whacking with the other hand. Yeah. And it's a pretty good move, really.
It's kind of like that bikini fight, Brandon, you showed me. The girl that wouldn't leave the house, that kicked the lady out of the house.
Yeah, that one was great because those chicks were hot.
Three hot chicks in bikini wailing on each other.
Were their bikinis falling off?
Not really. No. Should I send it to you a couple weeks ago? You watched it. They.
That's right.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah, and then it ended with some dude just throwing a fire extinguisher.
I know.
He turns the fire extinguisher.
Oh yeah,
and just
that's right.
Blaster.
Mm-hmm.